in mindful of his libel crease. The round traffic micro case. Converted into my amazement, grew to Paris in 12 days. This is the word from the world of Paris. Screaming for the world of the ocean of Osiris. Absorbing all she can for the world of man. Expanding exponentially by some riches of Paris.
The overhead view is a meter maze. And you see what I'm watching? It's that three. But I take a wrong turn and I'm on the wrong path. And the people are watching me drive through that. The course that my train held back to birth. Subdued the trauma, engulfed by the stream, invaded through what was an almighty sea. Torn of hopelessness swept me away to the kind of shame and the heart of dismay. Inside me a voice was repeating the phrase, "You've lost it, you'll never get out of this maze." Look it out of me, so look it out of me, so look it out of me. Thank you.
Him. And he spoke so slow.
come here, and I'll help you with your quest to win the knowledge that you might need. I call on my faithful friend, my mother, to find she's a helping hand for your true shack. And the true knowledge in your soul will grow, and the helping friend of your fantasy. Now, boy, you got much sweetness in your only words and take your weapon in the hands of Iris. First few songs were going on. We've kind of been working on this thing on the outside here. People have been going around, these little sort of gremlin creatures have been going around with all kinds of big pieces of sandpaper. And they're basically going to the corners of the building, and they started out by just trying to sand the corners of the building down so that there weren't any sharp edges, because there's these little gremlin creatures that you don't really think about most of the time that are flying all around. But if any of them happens to bump into a sharp corner of the building, you know, it's bad. They can hurt themselves. So what they'll tend to do, if you don't watch out, if everybody comes into the building here and it doesn't pay attention to what's going on the outside of the building, these little creatures will come with their sandpaper gun. Start sanding away at the edges of the building. So they're sanding away at the edges of the building out there. And sanding down the corners. And they have little gremlin arms, so they sand really fast. Little pieces of brick flying off and everything. We're all in here, everything's cool in here, but right now, so there's no more corners, and they start to get to the edges of the building then, because they think, okay, no corners, but you still got these edges here, that one of these gremlins might run into, so they're standing on the edges of the building, standing on the edges of the building. They tend to take these big pieces of wood, kind of jack up the bottom of the foundation of the building. The whole United States starts kind of changing. All the countryside around us here, and you're looking over that way, I think you see the mountains over that way. You've got the, you know, the Rocky Mountains on one side, and you've got the mountains, the beautiful, beautiful mountains of Vermont, the most beautiful mountains anywhere, over there, on the other side. And the mountains are all kind of starting to square up until it looks like, you know, kind of turning into wood and squaring up into these little square things. And we're still sitting here in this silver metal ball somewhere in the middle. And the whole United States to turn into one of those labyrinth games that tilts from the side to side. And these pixie things, then, you know, these green gremlin things are now kind of working the big handles on the labyrinth game so that the whole country is starting to tilt from side to side and the ball is kind of sitting there. We're inside of it, so now the ball's kind of rolling down one side, rolling over the other side, and you don't want to fall into any of those holes, you know? So lean up against the Rocky Mountains for a minute and kind of roll down the side of that mountain. Stop in the corner there in a second. They all get on the big wheel, turn the big wheel.
she starts to tilt again. We go back and rock and roll, rolling across. Over the white mountains on his arm. We come together and now we're rolling along and everything's going great. We start to head down south. Now we're heading down south towards Atlanta. This hole. We're rolling up towards it. You see, there's nothing we can do. We're gonna fall into the hole. We fall through the hole, and now we're floating in the silver ball. And as we float through space, little pieces of the silver ball start to fall off. So now we just have this crowd of people here floating through space, and we're drifting along through space. There's nothing left of the gremlins are off sanding down some other building now, and they forgot all about us now. They've had their fun with us, and we're falling through this void here. Looking at planets going by on the other side, planets up there, and galaxies, and the Earth is getting farther and farther away. And as we're floating along, a strange sort of plane steps to it. Geometrical plane is coming off in the distance, and it floats up underneath us. And as we fall down towards it, it starts to fill our entire field of view because we're getting closer and closer to it. We're floating a little bit slower now. We're coming down towards this plane, and everywhere we can see now, it's kind of got a greenish, bluish tinge to it. It's sort of a green field when we see this. It's going off as far as we can see in that direction. Just green, green, green stretching out. And then on the other side, we see a forest. Kind of stretching all the way off into the distance on the other side, and out of the forest, a huge mountain going up into the sky. We're coming down closer, and we realize that we're back in the Game Man. He's trying to find the great and knowledgeable Iculus, who lives up at the top of the mountain. The great knowledgeable Iculus is going to help Colonel Foreman out by giving him back the helping friendly book. He's going to bring the helping friendly book to all the people of Game Angel. Here to us, may they live in peace and harmony forever. And so as we're standing there, the mountain is crumbling around, and Iculus's face is coming out of the mountain, big bloodshot eyes looking down at Colonel Foreman. Colonel is terrified, looking up at Iculus. Iculus is looking down, and he says, "I'm going to help you, Colonel Foreman. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to get that famous mockingbird." And the famous mockingbird comes and flies out. This little famous mockingbird lands on Iculus' shoulder. Iculus tells the famous mockingbird to go to the castle of the evil Kate Wilson and steal the helping money book. Bring it back to the people. They'll have all the knowledge inherent in the universe. And if everything goes okay, then they'll live in peace and harmony. But, you know, it's a lot of stuff to know about the knowledge inherent in the universe. Art knows our limitations. So here he comes now. The famous mockingbird. Right there. He's going to come flying down now. I can hear his little mockingbird wings fluttering along. Thank you.
terrace approaching the rift, in which I could spy several glimpses beneath. All the darkness, the light from above could not reach. I spied with the reason for self-aiding flight. And upon God and Christmas Eve, saw her the light. Glare back at me, what last look of dismay. As if she were the last one she thought I'd betray. Trying to fly close to the top of the shell. I struggled with destiny up on the ledge. And gasping feeling slipped off the edge. Silence contagious in moments like this. Consuming and stripping my world to pieces. The spark grew internal. And shot and persuaded my soul to hide.
Shut it, Eventually you spend 3 long months on the other side. Chances of acting a war, I should be well, I'm pretty sure. How was I to know that day was a green sense of the history? It seems more than from the east, came to me as then I'm not to be. Then they tossed the chair in a tiny shack. Told me not to move because it's a new back. And I listened up the bags of my hands. When I asked them rain to move the building on the roof. I'm singing, oh, Wilson, someday I'll be happy to die. Oh, Wilson, punch me in the eye. Hey! I wasn't knew that I was losing. I surely disagreed to some animals. So I ain't really up back to the woods. But the city was here to beat me back. And the waves grew into deadly black. And the green clouds tumbled over my head. And I feared in my heart that I'd soon be dead. Thank you.
Well, I didn't like cheeseburger alley-cats near me. Petrified fish disease, or is somebody hear me? I didn't like maple dew, honey melon watercress. I didn't like fish shoes down my honey watermelon. I didn't seem to miss you when you kissed my honey water. And even showed a picture, showed it down my honey's border. But who laid silver to the broke my sunny shoe shine? And all my plastic melon dreams are waiting for the new shine.
Is this a picture of Otis Redding?
Yes. Taken just before he died.
Well, you could give me his time.
I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, now here's a blow you an ancient work song. An ancient work song to keep the gremlins standing the outside of the building here now. This dates way back. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Henrietta Tubman.
Thank you. Oh. circle round the back. We have time for the last time.
and plunge below the waterline.
Yeah. just getting close on some. I can't feel in my reach. Tried yesterday to get away and hitchhike to the beach. I saw Satan on the beach trying to catch a ray. He wasn't quite the speed of light and the squirming coil. It got away. my toes into the ground and set a different course. Cause if I were here and you were there, I'd meet you in between. And not until my dying day, confess what I have seen.
Silently in the morning, you found your voice and brings me to the side.
Why should I be afraid? There's no reason for it. We've all got to go somewhere.
trying to make a woman that you want. Thank you.
just can't go. Around the next corner's a river. His bed is a trap and a sling. His back by some things that carry. His jealousy ain't got no brain. There ain't no time to stash to go. Rattle around the gate. The sacrifice draws me bubbles. His guilt is everywhere.
have to see if we can get it quiet enough to do this one here without the microphone. See if we can do it.
Thank you. reflector, a blood rat detector, a rhythm reflector, some pushing your vector, a picture of nectar, a viral detector, a hormone collector, a big erector, a circle.